My name is Zoe, and this is Blanket Buds. Welcome back to Blanket Buds. I'm your host, Zoe, the creator of the Dallas Stars scoreboard blanket. And for episode 2, I have an amazing interview with my dear friend, Christine, who is an Islanders fan and is working on an Islanders blanket. I just wanted to preface this episode by saying this was recorded remotely, so there might be a little bit of an audio discrepancy. So just hang in there with us. I think the questions in the interview turned out awesome, so it's okay. And also, I am a little sick, so just keep that in mind if I sound a little weird. But other than that, I hope you enjoy this episode and give Christine some love. So welcome back to Blanket Buds. It's episode 2, and I'm so excited because I have a special guest this time around. I'm here with Christine. Hi, Christine. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. I just ate breakfast, so like I'm the best that I can be right now.
Living your best life. You were dancing. I love that for you.
Yes, I'm always dancing.
Always? Me too. Like just at any given second, I'm like bopping around. I don't know. I can't sit still, so.
That's so real.
Yeah.
Like the new Dua Lipa album is out. I was bopping this morning.
Oh, did it come out today?
Yes, girl. It's good.
Oh, it's so fun. I'm not like a Dua. Does she have like, what is her fan base called? Do you know?
That is a great question. I have no idea.
Well, okay. I'm not like a Swiftie of Dua, but I do listen to like whatever goes on the radio. So
yes. Yeah.
I'm excited to hear some of her stuff.
Yay. We'd love to see it.
Anyways, Dua.
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. Christine, tell me a little bit about yourself. Introduce yourself to my lovely podcast. And yeah.
Yes. Hello, listeners. I'm Christine. I'm from Oklahoma, but I am a New York Islanders fan. So hello to all of the New York Islanders fans that might be listening. I have been crocheting for like 3 years now, and on and off. So that's fun.
I mean, I feel like, I don't know, maybe this is like an overgeneralization, but I don't know any crocheters who are like, yeah, I've been crocheting for 10 years religiously. It's always like every 3 months I get a hyperfixation.
Yeah, exactly. I used to take all of my crochet stuff. Okay, wait. When I was like 13, I tried to learn how to crochet. Did not work. But in my senior year of high school, I was like, you know what? I want to try it again. I tried it the second time. I was like, this is way easier than I remember it being. And then I would take all of my crochet supplies with me to all of my classes. And I got called granny by my English teacher. But it was worth it. I made like 3 blankets.
Oh, I love that. Yes. Yeah, my first crochet project was a blanket as well.
Yes, a big square.
And I did not actually like finish it. Like
what?
The way I learned how to crochet is so I have family that lives in St. Louis. I mentioned this last podcast because that's why I went in December. So I have family that lives in St. Louis. And so when I was like maybe 10, I would like we would visit all the time. Like my whole family would drive over there. But when I was like, you know, 10, 11, 12, something like that, I would start to go by myself for like a week in the summer. Mm. So my grandparents would like drive over, pick me up, and then drive back after visiting with family or whatever. And I remember on one of those trips where my grandparents were like driving me from Ohio to St. Louis, my grandma was teaching me how to crochet. And she taught me how to do a blanket, and it was like a wavy like pattern, like a chevron type thing.
Yes.
And it was rainbow, and I remember it was red, like it was like a rainbow of like whatever those like the color changing yarns. And
oh, like ombre.
Yeah, like an ombre.
Yeah.
And then it was the next rows were like red. I remember this, and it was like it ended up being like maybe a foot, like, and then I stopped doing it. So.
That's so real.
However much was made in that car ride, that 5-hour car ride, is however much it ended up being.
Real. I have so many unfinished projects. It's crazy.
There's like a graveyard where they all go to die.
Yeah, there's like a huge basket in my room full of unfinished things.
I mentioned this last episode, but I found while I was cleaning my room, I found like the first draft of my stars blanket, and it's like two rows where I was like, oh, I definitely need to make more than two rows per game. And I also think I started with the wrong color, and I was like, I don't want to do that. Because in my brain,
So
like, I'll start with green because green is their color. But their first game of the season was an overtime win, and I was like, I don't want green to be overtime win. Why did I do that? So, anyways, so you're an Islanders fan.
yes.
Tell me why.
Okay, so I have never lived in New York ever in my life, but my dad is a Yankees fan. Sorry to anyone who disagrees with that. But also not sorry. And I always thought it was so funny that my dad was a New York fan because he's never stepped foot in a state in his life, never been to New York. And so I was like, that is hilarious. I'm getting into hockey. I'm obviously going to pick a New York team so that him and I can bond over the New York team thing. And also, I've always known that I wanted to live in New York. So yeah, no offense to any Rangers fans listening, but I'm real glad I didn't pick
Full
the
offense.
Rangers as my
Full
team.
offense. Okay, so I love that though, like the way that your dad ended up with as a Yankees fan, and also that too, because I had never stepped foot in Texas, and I'm a Stars fan, so I kind of love that. It's a lot of fun, and you're also like a new hockey fan too. So,
Yes, very new.
yeah, tell me a little bit about like what you've learned so far. Do you think you could like take on the best of them? You could fight Biz over
God,
hockey?
oh, I would fight Biz. Biz, if you're listening, let's go outside right now. Man, where do I even start? I have never thought that I would be a sports fan ever in my life. I was one of those people that was like, oh, I hate sports. You could never get me to sit down and watch a sport because I have ADHD. Nothing can keep my attention. And also, I feel like there's just like that, there's like a stigma around being a sports fan. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, all angry men watch sports when that's really not true. I mean, like, there are the angry male sports fans, but that's just like a small portion of the sports world, you know? So I was like, I want to watch hockey because my best friend Alyssa loves hockey. And I don't remember what prompted this, but I was sitting on my couch one day and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna watch hockey. And I texted Alyssa and I was like, Alyssa, what teams do I watch? And her response was, what boys do you want? And I was like, that's not what I'm looking for. But yes. So that was the beginning of the obsession. But then I found the Islanders, and I feel like I've learned a lot, not just about like the sport, but also about like people and the way that sports bring people together. I've made so many friends and I've had so many meaningful interactions with just random strangers at hockey games. It's great.
That's awesome. Like what you said about the stigmatization of sports fans, not only that piece about like, oh, they're all like angry men or whatever, but also just like, I am like such a believer in like how you come into something is how you come into something. Like it doesn't really matter. Like, I love to read. So people who like start reading, like get really into reading by reading Colleen Hoover books, there are people will like judge them and be like, oh, Colleen's books are awful, you shouldn't read those, whatever. I'm like, okay, they're not the best books I've ever read, but if that gets you into reading, that's amazing. So I think that there also is kind of like this stigma with like women in sports and like non men in sports, where like, oh, you are coming in because you think the players are hot or whatever. Like, you know, there's kind of that stigma, and it's like, however you get in, that's fine with me. And I love to hear that, like, you've learned so much about the sport. Like, you, like, it doesn't just end there. And if it does end there for you, if that's like, you know, you're there to watch a show, like whatever brings you joy, fine, like do that. But I love to hear that, like, you've had a lot of meaningful reactions. And I've been candid about the fact that like I started watching hockey because I, like I said, I read a lot. So I read a lot of like hockey romance books. And I love that. Like that there's been not just because of this, but there's been like this wave of like women and non-binary fans coming to the sport and just sports in general because of like hockey romance and stuff like that. I just love that there's
yes.
that.
We need to grow the sport. We need to grow this sport, please.
We need to grow the sport so that they make cuter merch.
Yes. Oh my god, I can't do it with like all the pink jerseys and bad designs. NHL, hire us. We will do so much better.
Yeah, but I just love that because like however you come into it, I think it's awesome to be at a place where you have learned so much about the sport and just love it. No matter like what the motivation is, no matter what the outside pressure is, no matter like what the stigma is. And that's another thing is I played the like 5 second rule game on New Year's Eve. This is actually how I started getting into hockey. I don't know if you know this.
Oh my God.
And one of the cards was like, you have to name three of something in 5 seconds. And it was name three professional, like NHL hockey players. And my brain said Wayne Gretzky, and that was it.
And that's so real.
And I was like, in my brain, if I don't know something or if someone says I can't do something, like immediately I'm like, okay, I have to like learn everything I can about that. So,
oh my God, I'm so that way too.
Yeah, so 2 days later, it was like January 2nd or something. I was like, I'm going to be into hockey. Like I've read all these books and I've never watched a hockey game in my life. And I can't even name more than one player. And I literally named the greatest of all time. So like, I need more. And so I picked the Stars and I sat down. I watched, my first game was a Stars Ducks game. And Stars lost.
Oh no. I'm trying to remember what was my first Islanders game. I don't even remember what it was. Oh no, that's not good. I need to like go back. I probably could like, if I saw like the schedule, I would know. I was like, oh, it's that game. But yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, I love it. We love hockey so much.
I love it. So I wanted to talk about the blanket, obviously.
Yes.
So I don't know, like, I don't love that I wrote this question, but I want to know about like you seeing my tweet and like seeing the blanket. Like, what was the reaction to that?
Okay. When I saw your tweet, that was like my second day on hockey Twitter. I have been like a film Twitter girly for years, and I had just switched over to hockey Twitter because I was like, I need to talk about hockey with people. Like, no, but I live in Oklahoma. There is no hockey fans. The closest rink is an hour and a half away. Nobody here knows hockey. It was awful. So I had to make hockey friends quick. And I saw your tweet in the midst of my crochet hyperfixation. And I was like, oh God, I have to do this. So I replied and you replied back. And I was like, oh my God, she's so nice and so sweet. That's so cool. And I don't know, just from there, that was like one of my first interactions with someone in hockey Twitter, which was so special. So I feel like that makes our little group coming together even greater.
Yeah, that's crazy that it was like one of your first things, because I remember you know, we'd been friends for a little bit and you were like, oh, I'm going to my first NHL game, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. And then I found out that you had been like watching hockey for like a month at that point, and yeah. I was like, oh my God, like we literally like hooked up the second you were into hockey. That's crazy.
Yeah, and now my life is ruined forever.
So the tweet that you sent me was a quote tweet on my blanket, and you said, stares at my basket of yarn, thinks very hard.
Which, yes,
that is like so your personality, just reading this back. Because it's weird, because when people were like replying to this tweet, there were a lot of people like, you know, commenting on it and replying and stuff. So I was just like, oh yeah, you should definitely, you know, make one, whatever. And in my brain, that didn't like connect to any of like the blanket buds at that point. Like sometimes when you guys say, oh yeah, that was like I asked you about colors, or I asked you about your stitch or whatever, I'm like, we talked, because at that point you were just like a person on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
It was really weird. But I told you to do it and you said, I already have two colors I need, so I'm gonna pick up the other two tomorrow after work, and I'll post updates and tag you. I promise. So how's your blanket going?
All right, we'll be honest about the blanket. As I said, it comes in waves. I did start the blanket, but I don't even know where it's at because it is so small.
So real.
Because I started it and then I was like, no, I don't like it. I want to start over. And then I never started over.
So at this point in the season, do you think you're gonna continue with the 2023-24 season, or are you gonna start like one for next season?
I think
Now
I'm gonna do
you know
next.
like where. Okay.
Yeah, and also one of the things I was like, I am starting watching hockey like in the middle of the season. It was like the middle of December. And so I was like, oh, I've missed like all of these months and going back to do all that. I know myself, it's not gonna happen. So I definitely am gonna do a blanket this coming season in October.
Yeah, I think that your situation is very like I clown on you about it a lot, but I think it's very interesting because like you said, you started watching hockey in December, and so like stitching for outcomes that you didn't even like see or didn't even care about is
Yeah,
like
yeah.
weird to like catch up on. And at the same time, it's like I feel like people, like some people said, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna start at the end of the season." And to me, that doesn't work in my head, like for my blanket, because if I know that we're not gonna make the playoffs or something, I don't really like, or if we
Don't
have
really
a
want
really
to do.
bad season, like I don't wanna do that. But if you're doing it like as the season happens, as the games go, like you're already committed to like halfway through a blanket. So if you lose like 18 games in a row, like you're
Yeah,
like,
that's it. You
oh.
don't have any other choice. Yeah. And I'm sure the Islanders fans listening, if any, will understand the struggle of the scores for this season. Because, oh my God, I thought I was going to start losing my hair or getting grays or something.
Yeah, because I think the cool part about the blanket is like you don't know what it's going to look like at the end of the season. So if you start
Oh,
it at
yeah.
the end of the season, which is totally fine, like you can start it at the end of the season, but for me, like being committed to the project means that like I don't know, I can't know what it's going to look like. If I know we had a really like if we had a winning season, like if we were like the Rangers or the Cats or whatever, which I mean like the Stars had a winning season, but
Well,
you know.
yes.
Then I would be like, oh, it's going to be mostly this color, you know. And not having known that, like, not, I mean, I have faith in the Stars, but I also have faith that they will let me down.
Oh, yeah.
But
The
like,
Islanders blanket would be all over the place if I had actually finished it.
so I think it's just fun to like not know what's going to happen next. And it's also
Yeah.
motivation to be like, I only have to do 4 rows. And then I can stop for 2 days because I don't know what's coming next.
Yes.
I'm excited to see your blanket next
Thanks.
season. Do you have like an idea on like the colors and like what stitch you're gonna do and stuff like that?
I had started it with just like double crochets, like the basic double crochet, but one of the other reasons was like, I was like, that's so, I want to do more, but I didn't know what to do. Though I did already pick the colors, I had bought everything. I did go buy the yarn after work, like I said I would. I did orange for win, blue for loss, dark, wait, no. Did I? Yes. Blue for win, no, orange for win, blue for loss, dark, like navy blue. For overtime loss and white for an overtime win.
Cute. I love that. And
Yes.
I like so hard, like my favorite sports color schemes. And I don't know how I didn't end up an Islanders fan because of this. It's orange and blue. Like I love, I think the Miami Dolphins are orange and blue. They're like teal, but like
Yeah.
that, I love that. And I love the Islanders colors. So I can't believe that I didn't end up an Islanders fan, but I'm so excited to see that blanket and how it comes out because I just love orange and blue together. I think that's very pretty.
Same. And like I'm from Oklahoma and we have the OKC Thunder. And I'm not really like a basketball fan, but I have always loved their colors so much. So that fit very well.
Yeah. And so you mentioned, I guess this is my last question for you, and then you can you know, go off the cuff, ask me anything if you'd like. But you mentioned kind of having these interactions with people on Twitter, other hockey fans at games and stuff like that. So like, what has been your favorite part of becoming a hockey fan, or like even just like entering like the Blanket Buds, you know, community?
Sphere. Yes. Okay. I don't know how to even explain it, but hockey, it has literally changed my life. The way I think about things, the way I think about the world, the way I think about my interactions with people. There was one day, and this is not even like the only time this has happened, but this was like the first time it happened. I was FaceTiming my mom and we were talking about the Islanders, and I started crying. And I was like, Mama, I love hockey and I love the Islanders so much. I want this to be part of my life forever, forever and ever and ever. Because this experience for the last few months has been so special, just meeting all these people and learning about all the players, having interactions with the players themselves through like warmups and things. Crazy. Absolutely insane. And I've met so many great people like you and the Blanket Buds and people from Islanders Twitter, people from like every other team. I don't even care what team they root for anymore, as long as you're not a Rangers fan. Although there is one Rangers mutual I give the pass to because she's really nice.
Fair enough.
But just talking to people is, it is one of the things that brings me like the greatest joy. Like that's one of the reasons I love going to work every day, because I love talking to people, and meeting new people through hockey, through my interests, has been fantastic. And I've not only made new friends, but been reconnected with old friends that I've been friends with for like 5 years. Like I have one friend that I know from New York, and we've been best friends for years. One of my favorite people on planet Earth, and I met him in New York when I went to go to an Islanders game. So that was cool. And now he's an Islanders fan. So that worked out really well.
Oh my gosh. That just like, I can't stop smiling listening to you say that. I don't know. I just feel the same way about hockey. Like it genuinely like changed my brain chemistry.
Yeah.
And I'll have interactions at work that that'll like lead into something I could relate to hockey. And I will have my colleagues be like, Zoe, don't say anything about hockey.
That's like when we were in Lorene's car and I kept talking about Matt Barzal, and you were like, how do you have something to say about Matt Barzal related to everything? We're talking about cowboy hats and basketball, and somehow I had a way to relate Barzal to both of those.
I know. It's like, I was talking about Taylor Swift and you're like, okay, did you see that picture of Matt Barzal at the Red concert? No, I love that. So it just makes me like I said, I can't stop smiling when you say that, like it just like connected you to people, because that's my favorite part of like what I have done with the Blanket, is just like getting to meet all of you and getting to see all of you. It's just so awesome.
Yes. I feel like also, I don't know, maybe it is this way in other sports and I don't realize, but the relationship between the team and the fans is insane across every NHL team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. It's great.
Place.
Me when I cry on the podcast.
Episode 2, we're in tears.
No, literally, it's just us crying for 30 minutes.
So, Christine.
Yes.
Is there anything you want to ask me or anything like that? I guess we'll end up that way. You don't have to. I just...
Actually, yeah. Like, what... I guess the same for you. Like, what's been your favorite part, or like a favorite memory that you have from all this? Not even just like Blanket Buds in general, but just like hockey in general.
Right. So I could like give you a million answers. So I will.
Yes, let's go.
Well, my first NHL game. Not my first NHL game. My first Stars game. I became a fan of the Stars last season, like in January, like I said. So I had already missed the time when the Stars were in Columbus. So they only played them in Columbus once a year. So I drove to St. Louis. at the very end of the season because they play the Blues all the freaking time. And I drove to St. Louis 5.5 hours, and I picked up my grandfather, who was a like diehard Blues fan, and he hadn't been to a game in a long time. And I picked him up and I took him to the game, and that was like my first Stars game, and it was just so special going with him. But also we got like, we were in like row D, so we were like 4 rows from the glass. Like, it was really cool to be that close and seeing everything happen. And of course at that time I didn't know about warm-ups. I had no idea to like go up to the glass and like interact with people. I didn't know about that. But it was just an awesome game, and they won. It was sick. So that's like one of my favorite game experiences. But just like overall, I went to the Columbus game this year, and I got to give Tyler Seguin and Scott Wedgwood and Ty Dellandrea friendship bracelets. And
yes,
that was so sick. But I really thought like there's no way that I'd ever get to Dallas like this season. And when our blanket bud Joe was like, hey, I'm going to Dallas, do you want to like split a hotel or whatever? I was like, ha, that's funny. And Joe was like, no, seriously.
Yeah. And I look don't at where know we are now. It happened.
Yeah. And somehow it happened. And then like it all just like snowballed into like, oh my gosh, let's ask Christine. Christine only lives a few hours away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let's ask all these people. And so that, like, I love all the games that I've been to. That hands down was like the, like, probably one of the best experiences of my life was going to Dallas and meeting all of you. And
seeing
them clinch the Central Division. Like, that was just so sick.
Yes. I feel the same way. Like, going to see the Islanders play at UBS Arena for the first time, like you see it on TV every night, and then all of a sudden it's in front of your face. And I, like, people that live on Long Island and go to the Islanders games don't understand that feeling. It's like someone who's out of state, they've never been there. When you step in there, it's so surreal, and you're like, oh my God, what the actual heck? It's like watching a TV show come to life, literally,
right,
even though
yeah.
like it's been real the entire time. You just have never seen it.
Right. And like when I saw like center ice, I was like, oh my God, there's Texas on center ice. It's not like the Blue Jackets look.
I know. Like I saw like
not like Butch the Goring. Blue note. Like I was like, what?
Yes. Seeing Butch Goring's like retired jersey number at like the top of UBS Arena, I was like, oh, holy crap. Oh my God. Yeah. I love the Islanders so much.
I love that you love them.
It's great. I love that you love the Stars.
Thanks.
It's made me love the Stars even more. For people who don't know, the Stars are my second pick because they're my actual local team, technically.
Your local team, your playoff team, now that the Islanders are out.
Yeah, RIP. Today's locker cleanout day. Getting the last of the Islanders content before we don't see them again till October. Unless we get wedding content, which is the best part of offseason.
It's the worst part of it.
Well, yeah.
Well, it depends on who's getting married.
Oh, there's an Islander wedding happening in Italy this year, so.
Oh my God. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, Italy.
That I've heard of, at least. Don't quote me on that.
Who's getting married? Who's getting married?
Polak.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I didn't think you would.
That's why I didn't say it. Well.
Well, yes.
Is anyone getting married from the Stars this year? I don't know. Everyone got married last year. Oh, yeah. Yeah, someone's getting married. Okay.
Yeah, there's someone else who's engaged, I think. But I don't know if a wedding's happening or not. We'll see.
Yeah. there will be a Jamie Benn wedding this offseason. So.
Oh, my God. Slade.
Yeah.
I'm already in withdrawals. I can't do it anymore.
It's crazy because like the off season feels so long, but seriously, like I was talking to my friend the other day and she was like, why is hockey season so long? And I was like, it's not. And she goes, most sports are like 5 or 6 months. And I was like, yeah, hockey's like that too. And she goes, Zoe, October to June.
Yeah, it's so long. And you don't even like realize it until you're like halfway through and you're like, dang, we still have a lot to go. But then those last few little bits go by so fast.
Oh, I'm like, oh my god, how are we in the last regular season game? That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then
playoffs, like, you don't know when your team is gonna be gone.
I was talking to my coworkers because I was saying, they were like, ask me how the Stars were doing in the playoffs. And I was like, oh, well, the first two games were not great. We were 0-2, but we won the last two. Well, this was a couple days ago. We won one last two, so series tied up. And they were like, oh, how many did they play? Best of five? And I was like, seven.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding? And I was like, no. And they're like, so then what happens after this? I said, oh, then they play three more rounds of best of seven.
Yeah, my dad has we were talking about this. He was my age. I am 20. He was my age when he went to his first and only hockey game.
Oh my god.
And he's like in his 60s now and is one of the biggest hockey fans. It's so cute watching him get into hockey, because the other night we were like in the middle of watching a game and the Islanders got a goal, and he was like, wait, hold on. Literally popped up out of the chair, ran to his room, came back, and he had his Islanders hat on and sat back down. He's like, okay, I'm ready now. I was like, okay, sir. And then the other day, someone, I don't remember who started to fight, but someone was fighting, and he like ran across the room to grab his glasses so he could watch them drop gloves. It was great.
Yeah, it's so weird how hockey can do that. Like, because it's just a sport, but like,
yeah,
my brother, he will text me every like Stars playoff game, and he's like, oh my gosh, did you just see that goal? And it just like makes me so happy. And like, my best friend doesn't, I mean, she watches hockey sometimes, but she's not a Stars fan. She will literally text me and she'll be like, I'm keeping updated on the score, so if anything happens, let me know. And I'm like, that is so, like, you know, because they care about it because you care about it, and then they start to care about it. So
yes, that happened with my mom. Like, she just got into the Islanders too. I've been trying to get her to watch hockey for like months now, and she just hasn't been able to clock in. But I think she like really has seen how much it means to me. And then I told her about, okay, I live in Oklahoma, my mom lives in Houston, Texas, so we're quite a ways apart, but the Islanders official account tweeted that there was a meetup for a watch party in Houston. I was like, mama, you have to go on my behalf, please. So her and her coworker went to the meetup, ended up making friends, and they have been to like almost every meetup since. And now they have one of their other coworkers go with them, and like days where there's a game but there's not a meetup, they'll watch it at my mom's apartment and have dinner, or they'll like watch it at the pool. It's so cute. I love it. And now my mom is watching the Stars and the Leafs because no more Islanders, but it's okay.
So special though.
Yes, we'd love to see it.
Love that. Well, thank you so much, Christine, for chatting with me today. I love, like, yay. I'm like 5 foot. Like, I told people last week on here that when I saw like the first blanket that came out of my blanket, I started crying, and I cry at every single one of them. But just like hearing how hockey's connected you to so many people and the impact that it's had on your life just makes me want to cry. But
yes, really love it. We love it. I love this. It's great.
But thank you so much for joining me this week.
Yes. Thank you for the interview. Yay.
I hope you all enjoyed hearing Christine's story. I'm serious when I say that she was like making me cry mid-interview just with how sweet she is and how awesome her journey into hockey and making a blanket has been. I hope you guys will join me next week when I have another guest from the Blanket Buds on to learn about another blanket and another fantastic journey from one of my dear friends. As always, you can follow along with the blanket on Twitter and Instagram at Zoe Kalen, that's ZoeKalen, or on Instagram at Stars Blanket. Thanks so much for listening.